Whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Tell somebody else, seek the Lord, and prosper. Don't go to battle without devotion. Don't start your day without Him. Don't get into your day and leave Him behind. I'm telling you, no matter what you are challenged with, no matter what the battle looks like, take Him with you. Amen. And whenever you take Him with you, He's going to cause you to prosper. Amen. All odds may be against you, but take Him with you. You and Jesus are a majority. Amen. The leper said, why sit we here and die? They got up and said, if we go in there, we die of starvation. If we stay here, we die, but let's go face the enemy. A word had been released. And they went on that word, and that enemy didn't hear lepers, he heard an army. And that's exactly what the enemy will hear when you seek God. Amen. That begins with God will always turn out well. God don't hit and miss. God don't take chances. That starts with Him, gonna turn out well. If you start with Him and stay with Him, tell somebody, I can't be defeated. That's a strategy that come from God that cannot fail. I know God can't fail. He can do a whole lot of stuff, but He can't fail. He'll never fail. And He won't fail you if you stay with Him. When your money gets way off the chart, don't leave Him behind. When your influence, people call on you all the time, don't leave Him behind. When your gift is operating and people want to be in your presence, don't leave God behind. When He give you houses you didn't build, all that stuff we dream about, don't tell somebody, don't leave Him behind. As long as they sought the Lord, they'll prosper. That's the key. That's the key to it. We don't only seek Him when we're in trouble. We seek Him when things are well. Well, that song Emmanuel almost had me running around. I don't know if you know, but I know God is with me. Emmanuel, God among us. He's with us. He's with you to protect you, to guide you, to guard you, to minister, to comfort you, to strengthen you. Then there's the angels that are around you to fight for you. I said to fight for you. Mighty angels. Glory to God. Emmanuel. That begins with God will always end well if you stay with it. In Joshua chapter 5, starting in verse 10, I want to talk to you about your next chapter. The next chapter. See, somebody's coming out. I'm getting excited already. I said, somebody's coming out. You've been through so much for so long with so little. You've been qualified. Tell somebody, I qualify. I passed the test. I'm coming out. My next chapter is about to begin. Come on, I said, the next chapter is about to begin. Amen. God has allowed you to be tested. God has allowed you to be proven. God has watched you. Amen. When you've been, amen, reviled, you didn't revile back. God wants to shed those tears on your pillow. God wants to bend a knee. God wants to overcome evil with good. God wants to get frustrated, but you held on. God wants to suffer through. Amen. Lack. Tell somebody I'm coming out now. I said, God watches. I was on you like it's on the sparrow. Come on, somebody say, my next chapter. Glory to God. Come on, give him praise. Oh, he's all up in here. Give him praise for your next chapter, for the new beginning. Amen. What people mocked at, they're going to start wondering after now. What people ridiculed, they're going to start praising now. What people disrespected, they're going to have all kind of honor now. What people were familiar with, God gonna put the fear of God on them now. They ain't gonna talk to you any kind of way. They ain't gonna look at you any kind of way. They ain't gonna disrespect you any kind of way. God gonna put it on you. They gonna wonder after you now. Your enemies are become your footstool. The Egyptians, you ain't gonna see them no more. Come on, somebody say my next chapter. I'm crossing over and I'm taking over. I'm coming out to go in. I'm possessing my land. Come on, it's the Zoe life, the high life. Get ready for it. Come on, say, get ready for it. Get your mind ready for it. God's going to have to alter some of our minds. I said, God's going to have to alter some of you've been thinking too small. You've allowed pettiness, amen, offense, resentment. We live in a very volatile society. People's feelings get hurt easily. Easily, you can't hardly talk to people without them getting hurt or shelling up or getting offended or running or hiding or fighting back at you. I know I'm a leader. Amen. Amen. But God's getting ready to shift all of that. I say he's going to raise up the cream of the crop. It's going to rise to the top. Are you ready for it? Everything's about to change. 2020, everything's going to change. You got to stay in the spirit because the world is going to get darker. Get your eyes off the world. It's going to get dark. There's going to be more confusion in high places, but not in Goshen. Amen. What you behold, what you consistently behold is what you begin to look like. I go back to the beginning, the law of first reference. When God said light be, he said nothing about darkness. God knows it's dark, but he talks about light. He instructed Adam to tend to the garden. Don't worry about what's outside the garden. Just keep expanding the garden. Keep letting the river flow out of you. Forget how people respond to it or don't respond to it. Just let the river flow. Tell somebody, let the river flow. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow a river or rivers of living water. Don't let anybody stop up your river. Amen. I said, don't let anybody stop up your river. Don't let anybody block or steal your joy. Tell somebody, don't let them. Stop wearing your feelings on your shoulders. Never stop walking by feeling. Amen. Joshua chapter 5, verse 10. And And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. Let me see if that's what I want. Next verse. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore. But they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. Okay? So, manna is going to cease. Amen. Some of us wasn't wild about manna anyway. I know the Israelites weren't. They didn't care too much for the manna. They got tired of the manna. They wanted quail. They wanted meat. But see, it wasn't so much the manna, it was the Israelites. If offense is in you, then you get offended. If complaining is in you, you're going to complain. Come on, whatever's in you, going to come out of you. So God could have gave them a gourmet meal. They still would have complained. Because complaining was in them. But tell someone, the manna's going to cease. See, manna is always a symbol of the wilderness. It symbolizes wilderness. The manna. They received manna in the wilderness. In Egypt, they didn't have manna. They sat by the flesh pots. But in Egypt, they didn't have enough. Remember? Because the Egyptians got angry and said, now they will make bricks, but without straw. In other words, what they were saying, the amount of straw that we were delivering to them, we stopped delivering that to them, but they're going to make the same number of bricks in the same amount of time, but they're going to have to go get the straw themselves and bring it all the way back. There was no way they could do it, so they didn't have enough. In other words, the Egyptians put on them something that was impossible for them to do. See, in the world, in Egypt, they didn't have enough. But notice that slave mentality. While they were in the wilderness, they always wanted to go back to not having enough. You see, your current situation can be rather deceptive.
Amen, amen.
And you thinking you had it better in the world. Or you had it better back there in Egypt. No, you didn't. No, you might have thought you had it because sin is pleasurable for a season. But you forget how you felt after you got drunk. You forgot all the torn up relationships you had. You forgot that one that was trying to kill you if he saw you again. Well, yeah, you want to go back to Egypt. No, manna was given to them in the wilderness as a sign of the wilderness. Now, the interesting thing about manna is, of course, manna was given every day. Every day manna came. And what was wonderful and amazing and what was miraculous was every time they went out to gather the manna, no matter how greedy you were, you think you got manna for a week, but you could eat just so much and then it would rot, it would turn to worms.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.